Hello. Could we start now? We have just half an hour to do that. Please, could we start now? Hello, welcome on this session. This session is a meeting between government representative and accountability and transparency review team. And the objective is to exchange the perspective of the review team work and expectation of the GAC member have in relation with the review. I will give the floor to Fabio Colasanti for an update of work of the review team. Thank you, Fabio.
Okay, thank you very much for this occasion of already meeting with the members of the GAC. I think most of you will be informed about the work that has been done until now. There was a first face-to-face meeting of the review team in Marina del Rey. A number of decisions were taken about the transparency of the work, so a lot of material is made available, transcripts of the discussions, conclusions of the meetings. You will see on the ICANN website that there is a lot of material. Now we have had a meeting yesterday, this morning, and we will continue tomorrow morning here in Brussels. And we are at the start of the most concrete part of the work. Essentially, there are two sources of information that we are looking for, or rather three. We have launched a public consultation, and you have the public questions on the website. And the deadline, I believe, is now mid-July, 14th of July. Then, very, very important, as important as the public consultation, will be the intensive series of meetings that we will have here in Brussels over the next few days. We have scheduled a number of meetings, by the way, with the GAC, with the Joint Working Group GAC Board, with the Board of ICANN, with the various supporting organizations, with the community at large, between tomorrow, Sunday, and Tuesday. There are no fewer than 8 or 9 meetings that have been scheduled. That will be a very, very important input. Then, when it comes to the work of the group, we have been spending some work examining the possibility of having a professional firm helping us to address a number of issues, essentially the way in which the board of ICANN works, the governance, to which extent there might be problems in the structure itself that might hinder, might not deliver the outcome, the expected outcome in terms of transparency and accountability. And we have, as you know, published some terms of reference for a number of firms. We have received 7 applications. We have found that 5 were particularly interesting. We have received the presentations by these five firms yesterday. We are waiting for some additional information. There'll be a supplement tomorrow, and we will decide whether one of these proposals is sufficiently promising in terms of delivering value for money, and then we will give out a contract or not. So that is, again, another source of input. And in preparation for the work that we will have to do once all the various inputs, the results of the meetings that we're having these days, the public consultations, and the result of the possible work that an external firm will do with us, we have agreed among ourselves about a sort of internal structure whereby we have identified four working groups, and the members of the review team have volunteered for one or more of these working groups to start preparing the work. As you know, the calendar that we have in mind is to have a first substantive meeting at the end of August 30th and 31st in a venue that still is to be decided but will certainly be in Asia. That is when we will start discussing about possible recommendations. Then work will continue until another meeting that is expected to be very fruitful, concrete, and then we have, and for this reason we have decided to extend it to 3 days, and that will be in Cairo on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of October. After this meeting, we hope to be in the position of presenting a sort of semi-finished product for public consultation. There'll be a public consultation of 45 days, and then we will finalize the recommendations at the beginning of December at the ICAM 39 in Cartagena, and we will deliver the recommendations to the board by the end of the year, as requested in the affirmation of commitments. So this is where we are. This is essentially procedure, but so far we have been preparing for the substantive work that will start very soon.
Thank you, Fabio. Did you have something to add? The team of Mana?
Let me also add that the mailing list of the group is public. The whole archive is on the website. So if you want to know more details about what's going on, it's up there. We're also scheduling conference calls bi-weekly almost, and the schedule also is going to be posted on the website. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. John? No? Okay. I now open the floor. Do you have any question? Brazil.
Thank you. I haven't enough time to read to all the information on the website, and so some basic clarifications. You mentioned we had already a meeting in Marina del Rey, okay? And regarding the next meetings in Asia and also in Cairo, these meetings are open to other participants not remotely, but also in a present manner. And finally, if I could have a very brief clarification about to which specific subject this firm is being is. We are likely to contract for to which specific subject this firm will work with. Thank you.
The meetings are public, and most of the meetings, except in a set number of rare and justified cases, are broadcast. That being said, there is a practical problem. Usually we have rooms that are foreseen for 15 people, but already yesterday, I think, during our meeting, there were two or three persons that came in, so the meetings are public. The general rule is that the meetings are public. Now, the idea that we were exploring when we thought about asking a professional firm to do a management review was to examine whether in the setup, in the construction, in the way in which ICANN is designed, and the way in which ICANN actually works in the relationship between the structure and the board, there were elements that might contribute to a situation where the outcome in terms of accountability and transparency is not ideal, whether there could be improvements. These are issues that have been examined in the past. The examination of the governance of various organizations is the subject matter of many studies. By the way, studies have been done on the performance of the board of ICANN itself, but not exactly with this point of view of the outcome in terms of transparency and accountability. But we ourselves are not 100% sure that we will get a proposal that will justify giving the contract to a firm to do a review that will have to be done according to what they call a very nice word, a very aggressive time scale, because obviously we would need their results in time for the substantive work that will be, as I said, between the end of August and mid-October. So we think we have received some very interesting presentations. So it is very possible that we will give the contract to somebody, but it is a very special type of contract. It's not a kind of traditional procurement where we know exactly what we want and where we get a number of proposals that all make sense and we choose the best one. We are trying to see whether this intuition, this idea, can be confirmed by experts who will tell us, yes, if we work 2 months in this way, we might get some additional information.
Bertrand.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to have the opportunity. Sorry for our Chinese colleague. I'm Bertrand Lachapelle. I'm the special envoy for the Information Society and the French Foreign Affairs Ministry. I think the openness of the group has been a very interesting element. It must be somewhat burdensome for the discussion itself, but it's good to allow it. I think one element that is very important, and I'd be happy to have a feedback, is the team will be dealing with a review, which is necessarily a little bit looking backwards at what has happened and how things are working or have been working. How much of it can be devoted to really looking forward in terms of how things could be evolving? This is the part of recommendations, of course, but it's also a question of whether the group will have time enough to discuss what the vision for the evolution of ICANN can be. In that respect, I don't want to get into details, but it's important to remember that we basically will not have another opportunity in the next 3 years, or before the next 3 years, to do an exercise at that level. And in that respect, regarding recommendations, there's one thing that we would like to highlight, is that in the recommendations, you will necessarily have something that goes around three categories of recommendations. Some will be very immediate fine-tuning, improvements that can be done without any basic modification, but that are really operational functioning. There are other types of improvements that will potentially require modification even of the bylaws, but the distinction is that there are modifications that require the modification of one article in the bylaws, and there are other modifications that require the change of different articles related to one another when the evolution is significantly broader. So things that do not require any fundamental change, second, things that require maybe one or two provisions to be changed, and third, maybe evolutions that might require combinations. I would strongly encourage, and be happy to know your feedback, not to shy away from the third category, which is the most difficult, even if it is to make recommendations on how to move forward and map the path for the period between the end of your work and the next review. And finally, the thing that I wanted to share at that stage is It is very important to ground the analysis in concrete elements, and in that respect, we appreciated very much the questionnaire that was issued, because it asks for specific examples. And we were thinking that the new GTLD program, as one of the major policy endeavors of ICANN, could be a very interesting test case or test bed, not exclusive, but an important topic to be chosen as a test case to answer the different issues, because it has gone for a long period of time, it has involved all the different actors, and it would be an interesting element to analyze at which step things have worked well and have not worked well. So it's not exclusive, but it's probably an important topic. That's all for the moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Bertan. Italy? Okay, good.
Okay, Bertrand, to answer your question on future recommendations, I just want to assure you that we definitely, the group is future looking, and recommendations per se are to work on how things should develop in the future. And a milestone is the affirmation of commitments and how things are developed or changing or being changed to fulfill whatever has been mentioned in the affirmation of commitment. So more or less you can say that this is our starting point and heading towards the future, of course. Thank you.
Italy.
Okay, as Fabio described, you are having a lot of meetings here in occasion of the ICANN meeting in Brussels, and I suppose that you are expecting also specific inputs from different constituencies. I mean, the GAC, we are here, and then the board, and then the supporting organization, and so on. So I would like to know, having seen the 11 questions that you have asked to the broad community, let's say, then what will be the relation with the constituencies within ICANN? You are conducting with specific questions to each one of those, or conducting, let's say, not formal reviews and a simple question and answer relation?
First of all, let me assure you that we want to hear from everyone and not necessarily following a Q&A thing. But we try to trigger the discussion in the form of questions. We developed a list of questions to the community, which is going to guide our discussions with the rest of the constituencies. We had a specific list of questions to the GAC and the Joint GAC Board Working Group, and another one for the board. Definitely, any examples, any specific examples would help us to be more fact oriented and to base our recommendations on fact findings. GTLDs is one good example, which we already received on the public comments period, and we asked to be put in public, and definitely other examples would help us do a better job. Thank you.
Thank you, Manal. I think that one of the five objectives of this team is the role and effectiveness of GAC and its interaction with the board. And I think that if some GAC members want to give some information or input to the review team on this. It's difficult because it's just at the first stage, so we don't have more information. I think we need more information about how the team will conduct these review.
Okay, let me just. We're going to have a meeting with the whole team tomorrow, and with the GAC members. A meeting with the GAC and another one with the joint GAC board working group. Internally, we have also organized our internal work by subdividing into four smaller groups, as Fabio has mentioned. One of those groups would be looking into the GAC role and the GAC advice and its effectiveness. So again, the group members are going to be made public, and feel free either now, tomorrow, later on over email or any time to communicate whatever input. Thank you.
Thank you, Mana. Yeah,
there's no other delegation that wants to use. Two quick elements. In as much as I was mentioning the new GTLD program as a test case, there's another element that is related, which is the policy development process in general. You have a limited time frame, and of course, covering all the activities of ICANN and all the different elements is difficult in that time frame. One of the core processes that that is related to accountability and transparency is the way ICANN develops policies. And the way ICANN develops policies is through the PDP in the GNSO, because even if there is theoretically a PDP in the CCNSO, the reality is that this is not a tool that is actually really used. And so the second indication I wanted to share is to try to devote as much attention as possible to the internal mechanics of how the policy development process works, and basically the role of the different constituencies and stakeholders in that respect. The other point is just an open question. I was intrigued on the website of ICANN to see that on the page of the President Strategy Committee, there is a mention that ICANN President Rod Beckstrom will appoint new members for the President Strategy Committee. I don't know if it is something that was actually posted very early on when he arrived and it has not been followed, or if there is an intention indeed to do that. But as the President Strategy Committee in the past, for better or worse, has worked a lot on the institutional improvement, I just wanted to raise this and know whether you have any information or any thoughts about how it could be integrated in your vision of how the evolution could work, whether it is an input that could be given from your work into another process. So just an open question mark. It was a intriguing, and I don't have any answer on that.
Fabio, Romana?
No, I mean, thank you for noting this out. And currently, we are on the data gathering period of time. So the more we hear and the more we learn, we will be able to. Yeah. So thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Manal. As I understood it, there's going to be a subgroup looking at the GAC in particular. Will that group have a meeting or seek a meeting with the GAC or teleconference with the GAC at some point? And how will its sort of terms of reference be determined, or is it's kind of focus, if you like, or set of issues? Sorry if you explained that earlier and I wasn't here. I came back late, but if you could just quickly recount that, that would be very helpful. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Actually, the groups has been decided like an hour ago, so nothing is that clear yet, but our preliminary view of the work of this work group is going to be the GAC role, including interactions with the board and community and existence of shared and clearly understood expectations with respect to the GAC's role in ICANN decision-making. How the group is going to structure its work is still to be seen and would be left to each and every subgroup, which we already done. But everything is posted, and definitely we will alert the GAC should there be any meeting, conference calls, meetings, or anything of the sort. Just for the info, the other subgroups, one is going to look into the board performance. The third will be concerned with the community and stakeholder engagement. And a fourth on independent review of the board.
I would like to add that one shouldn't be reading too much into these four groups. These four groups are just interesting because they give an idea of what are the four areas that the whole review team will be looking at. The four subgroups are just an informal arrangement. The question was even asked whether we should be having a coordinator, and it was decided no, because after all, it's an informal arrangement that we are not foreseeing ad hoc meetings of the subgroups. There'll be just a more extensive exchange of emails among the members of these subgroups. But because we are approaching the end, let's not forget that tomorrow we're going to have 2 hours of meeting between the whole review team and the GAC. We have sent, as Manal reminded you, questions to the GAC, and we will expect the meeting to start with the GAC reacting to these questions. But afterwards, there'll be a discussion, and one of the 2 hours is foreseen as a closed session where you'll be able to express all your views in the frankest possible way to the whole review team, not just to the 3 persons who happen to be here today.
Thank you very much. Do you have any other question? We have just 1 minute. Yeah.
Thanks, Mel, for letting me come in again. I guess we will want, obviously, as GAC members, to contribute to this as effectively and efficiently as possible. We're very mindful of the tight timelines the whole review team has got, and maybe if you could give us a reassurance that the whole team is working in such a way as to achieve the objective of reporting on time with its recommendations. That would be a good message for me to relay back to my minister. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, I could certainly reassure you from that point of view. The temptation came to try and extend the period because the deadlines are very, very tight. Mm-hmm. But no, we're working on a deadline that should deliver the final recommendations to the board by the end of the year as foreseen. Mm-hmm. Working backwards, the finalization will take place during a meeting that the review team will have on the margins of the ICANN 39 at the beginning of December. So even if there were to be some difficulties or 1 or 2 points, there is plenty of time to finalize, to solve those points by the end of the year. We will have a period of public consultation on the draft recommendations, a period of draft consultation that will extend to the full 45 days that are usual in this case, between mid-October and the end of November. The date of the meeting in Cairo was calculated so as to allow the consultation, the full 45 days, to allow the consultation to finish in time for us to review the inputs that we have received between the end of the consultation and the meeting in Cartagena. And so, and the real work of preparing the draft recommendations will take place, as I said, from now, the moment we start getting inputs, with the first occasion for discussion among ourselves in Asia at the end of August. And then finally, this extended three-day meeting in Cairo should produce the semi-finished product I referred to before.
Thank you, Fabio. Thank you to all SGAC members for being there. And thank you for the review team for this useful information. I think that will allow us to prepare better the tomorrow meeting, with the joint tomorrow meeting. Thanks to you, all of you. This session is closed. We are waiting for the next session. 5 minutes. 5 minutes? Okay.